In something of an understatement at last night's briefing before the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, DEC Air Quality Director Denise Koch characterized the challenges ahead as state and local officials wrestle with Fairbanks and North Pole air pollution.
This is clearly a very complicated situation, and the solutions are very complicated.
Koch and her colleagues say while the state's moderate implementation plan is now open for public comment through March 3rd, there's little doubt the EPA will determine Fairbanks borough air quality is a serious health concern. Cindy Heil with DEC says that designation means the best and most stringent control measures will now be demanded of the state and borough.
The EPA is going to look at our serious SIP with a magnifying glass. We are going to be scrutinized very, very closely.
Heil also says a serious designation means that scrutiny will be applied to a wider range of precursor chemicals, meaning the borough and state will have to show that what emerges from coal plant smokestacks or diesel exhaust pipes isn't a serious contributor to PM2.5 pollution. In order to help determine that, the state outlined a saturation study set to begin this weekend. 12 stationary air monitors and mobile devices are being deployed in North Pole. The study will run most of February, but the results won't likely be available until the fall. The DEC underscored that the responsibility for putting corrective measures in place will fall to the borough. Mayor Carl Castle admitted to being discouraged.
You know, I said right off I wanted to win the Super Bowl of local municipal governments. And to win the Super Bowl, you got to score. You got to make some touchdowns. And we haven't been scoring.
Castle says he hopes to unveil an ordinance soon that will score some points. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.